This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we've got viral video and viral audio news here. Buck is getting the audio of the karaoke Pope. So we've been talking about the odds on who will be the next Pope. And, of course, Suk had the idea to bet against the Asian guy.
Probably smart.
Bet on the white guy. I do think that is probably wise if you're playing the odds. Because I think the Asian guy is a slight favorite. Oh, damn it. Got blocked here. Hold on. We got a pop-up. Or a sign up to read this article. Get out of here with that crap. Damn it. One sec. I've also got polar bear news here in a moment.
Ooh, I saw that video. At least, I think I did.
Yeah, the viral polar bear video.
Yeah, they hunt humans, man.
Yeah, so this is... okay, so at a seminary 2 hours south of Manila... The concrete walls are adorned with photos and memorabilia of the man that many hope will be the next pope. Okay, so he's Filipino. He's a cardinal. His name is Luis Antonio...
Tagle?
Tagle?
T-A-G-L-E? Tagle? I don't know.
I don't know either. And it says... He's giving mass or shaking hands with well-known Catholics in most of the images, but alongside the pictures of his official duties, he can also be seen bursting into song during karaoke performances and dancing with excited parishioners. Now, do you have this audio for us on the fan?
I do.
Sports?
Yeah.
So here is the karaoke Pope, Luis Antonio Tagle.
Imagine all the people.
Luigi?
Yeah, his name's, what did I say his name was? Luis.
Luis.
Yeah.
Good job, Luis.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm kind of down with the fact that the Pope likes to sing.
Yeah, cut loose a little bit, man.
One of the women who works in the kitchen at the seminary there said that he'll often come in there, or when he used to work there, he would come in there and grab a guitar and start singing. And then all the other priests would start dancing, and everybody would laugh so hard, they never got to any of the other acts. So he would mostly sing Filipino music.
Naturally.
But apparently he loved John Lennon.
Well, I, for one, would love a musical pope.
Me too. Me too. What if all of his speeches he sang?
What if he comes out and like does like a We Are the World thing, you know?
Oh, hell
yeah. The uniter of all.
Hell yeah.
except if you're like LGBTQ and the church doesn't want that. Yeah.
This guy's pretty progressive, they say.
Is he the more progressive of the candidates?
Yes, of those two main dudes. Well, I'm all for him. Now, the viral video is... you said you saw this video. It's the polar bear chasing the dude.
Yeah.
This is in, like, Norway or something. And, you know, look, the polar bear is not exactly putting in all its effort, but I'm guessing you poop your little pants when you see a polar bear even slightly
look jogging towards
you.
Uh-huh.
So this is pretty dramatic. It is in Norway. There's a dude, and the guy has a rifle, but he chooses to drop the gun as the...
Yeah, that seems like a poor decision.
Well, it ended up being the right decision. Well,
I feel like he could have just carried the gun with him to what he was eventually going to do.
Yeah, he didn't need to drop the gun. Well, what he ended up doing... So this... I don't know who's filming this, but this polar bear starts trotting towards him.
It seems like either vacationers or residents in a home or in a condo, because it's... You can hear in the video, if you have the sound on, you can hear people's voices kind of being like, oh, my God, look at that. It's people from inside a building watching this unfold outside.
Yeah, and this dude has a gun, and he drops the gun, and he jumps on a freaking snowmobile.
Yep.
And rides away and gets away, and the polar bear kind of stops. But I bet you that polar bear got within 10 yards of him, maybe 15 yards.
Yeah, if that snowmobile doesn't start up on the first try,
yes,
you might be snack time.
Yeah, because polar bears, from what I understand, don't know, not a zoologist, they can be pretty nasty.
They can be very nasty. I read in one of the comments sections of somebody who posted this that, and I think I've read this before, that polar bears are one of the few species that has been known to hunt humans, like Eskimos and, you know, just people. Like,
well, yeah, because they're foreign. So human beings aren't in their environment.
Yeah.
So they don't know what they are. So that they're not used to them.
So when introduced, so it's a threat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, or food.
Yep.
They're like, ah, you look tasty.
But also they will like hunt and not just hunt, but like kind of stalk. They will sneak up on, like,
yeah,
they'll go and kind of like, if they see one,
bro,
it's not like, ooh, I got to get out of here. It's like, I might need to take that thing down. And then they start slinking around and getting all quiet and blending in with the surroundings.
Dude.
And
there's something about their white fur and the blood.
Yeah.
Gives me a lot of nopes. So so this raises a couple questions here. What vicious animal would you least want to be stalked by? Okay, so you're in this guy's position, but it's a polar bear. Let's say a shark. Let's say you're in the water. A great white shark.
That's all the nopes.
The polar bear. We could do a gator.
You could also do like...
Ambush.
Or like a sneaky, like, constrictor-style snake.
Yeah, giant python.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those four. What would you least want to be stalked by? Like, for me, I got to tell you right now, this is going to sound wild. I think last on the list, in other words, most want to be stalked by of those four, shark.
No way. Nope.
Because I think it's leaving me alone.
Oh, no. No, I don't.
That's my best bet.
That's a hell of a thing to bank on. I am taking this from the standpoint of which animal would give me the best chance to either escape or defend myself, and last on that list is the shark, because
you're not escaping.
It swims so much faster than me. I'm not punching it and like defending myself.
That's
like,
fair.
If it decides it wants me, the shark wins, period.
That's true. Okay, that's a good
point.
And I
feel like this guy with the snowmobile or whatever, like, if you see this bear early enough, maybe you can do something to elude it. Like, if you're onto the python quick enough, but like if that thing already has like your leg, you might be hooped. Like, what do you do?
Well, but the python is going to ambush you, right?
Is that what they do? Or maybe I'm thinking of boa constrictor. Like, I'm thinking of one that like sneakily starts wrapping itself around you, and then you're like, whoa!
Yeah, but they do that when you don't see them.
Yeah.
Like, if you're standing next to it and it wants to wrap around your leg, you can get out of there.
Yeah.
It's when it's underneath some brush and it's just, and it gets you before
you
even...
If it gets
you
by the sneak attack, but I'd like to think as soon as you feel like a sensation with that, you've got a shot to get yourself out of it if you don't let it go on for too long. So I guess the one I want to deal with the least is the shark.
Well, now here's another thing about the shark, though. You can survive a shark attack.
People have.
All the time.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't want to eat you. It may just take a chunk out of your leg.
Not taking that chance.
Okay, so what are you going with? You least want to be stalked
by the shark first.
The shark.
And then, see, I'm tempted to say gator because they're so good at camouflage and they can kind of pop up out of nowhere and their bite is so vicious. But I do know, I think that a gator, like, you have a better chance at evading a gator than you do a polar bear. Like, you can
outrun a gator, right?
So that's...
Because you ain't outrunning the polar bear.
That's up for debate with the gator. I think they can run pretty fast.
Can they?
In a straight line, but apparently if you zigzag or you can get get some terrain, because of their short little legs, you can potentially evade that. But they're fast in a straight line. But I still think easier to evade the gator probably than the shark, for sure, and probably than the polar bear.
This is saying that humans can easily outrun an alligator. Zigzagging or not, they top out at 9.5 miles per hour. And it can't maintain that speed for very long.
Okay.
They're kind of weenies.
So as long as you see it and don't get surprised by it, much like the python.
Yeah.
So that's I guess that's my
that's
list.
That's your least?
Scariest shark, then polar bear, then alligator crocodile, then python.
Okay. So you're taking your chances with the python. I don't think that python's getting you.
I mean, if it's got me by surprise and I'm not paying attention, I'm totally screwed there. But if I believe that if I can feel what's going on fast enough, I've got a shot to get away from that.
By the way, somebody texted in. They said, after a quick watch, two things. One, he fired the gun to no avail, prompting him to discard it. And two, he was a hotel worker, so probably is aware of his best out.
Yeah.
Thank you for that input. Yeah, I don't want to be stalked by a polar bear. That might be number one. I think that's tough. Least want to be stalked. I'm going to go polar bear one.
Shark's eating your ass.
The shark may eat my ass, but I still may live without an ass.
What if the polar bear just... If you're foreign to the polar bear, what if he...
You alone.
How do you know?
Because I don't think they do that. They attack. I think it's documented.
The other thing that I learned from the History Channel show Swamp People is that if a gator bites you, even if it doesn't kill you, the bacteria that they have in their mouth is so nasty.
Gross.
That if you don't get help right away, like, you'll get poison, gangrene... Potentially amputations, like, gnarly.
No way. Never even thought about that. Here's somebody who says, the python's going to bite you, hold you, and then start squeezing. No thanks. Give me the quickest death because I ain't surviving any of them.
See, that's another one. I almost thought about approaching it that way. If one of these animals is set on getting me, it's probably going to outsmart me in its habitat, and I just want the quickest thing.
Well, maybe the shark will just drown you.
Yeah, maybe I'll just, like, you know, cut my little fingy so that he smells blood, and then we're all done.
Yeah. Did you watch the latest Righteous Gemstones?
I did not. So I've not started that series. I've heard great things, but I have not watched it. So
You haven't even started season one?
No.
Oh, damn, dude.
I know all about it, but I'm like, I don't feel like starting a new series right now, and it is on my list.
Dude, that show is genius.
That's what everybody says.
Well, there's a major gator attack in this latest episode. At any rate, I think, vicious animal you least want to be stalked by, of the polar bear, shark, gator, or python, I'm going to go polar bear least want to be stalked by. Then I'm going to go python because they terrify me. And then I'm going gator. And then I'm going shark because I think the shark's going to leave me alone.
Unbelievable.
I
thought the whole point is that these animals are not leaving you alone. They're stalking you.
Well, but again, sharks have a tendency to stalk
you and leave you.
Sometimes. I mean, the polar bear could. Any of them could.
Sure.
I tell you what, the python might be the one that, well, if he's not hungry at the time, maybe he's got like a baby goat in his belly, he's not eating you.
That's true. If it's had a meal recently, it's just like...
Then you're good with that one.
Looks tasty, but I'm full.
It's a Sprint Tri Clydesdales. I've had a million of those.
He's going to take some time to get down, that Clydesdale. Fatty.
Fiat. Okay, one more question revolving around this, and we'll get to that next. Here's Buck.